Monsoon season can wreak havoc on your trees.
These trees are a travesty.
Shade in Arizona is prime real estate. Find out how to care for your trees. We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
All right, we've got the whole state lined up to test your wits, Mr. Eisenhower. Are you ready?
Get to it.
All right, let's start at the top with Art on citrus. Go ahead, Art.
Hi, good morning. I have an orange tree about 20 years old. And my landscaper called me at work, and he said to me, I need to remove some dead branches that are inside the tree. So when I came home, what he had done is removed all the branches up to about 5 feet. And I've got like that, what you were talking about, that gumdrop looking orange tree. Now I need to know, should I paint the trunk and should I remove any branches that are trying to spring out on the bottom of the tree, on the bark?
Well, I wouldn't remove any of those new sprouts that are emerging along the bottom of the tree, because that's the tree's natural response to sunlight getting to the trunk for the first time. And those sprouts actually provide a nice sunscreen to the bark, a natural sunscreen, if you can bear the look. Unfortunately, pruning or the white paint that you put on the trunks of the trees provides very little protection. It does have some reflective qualities, and it reduces the surface temperature slightly, but maybe just an inch or two. But regardless of whether you use paint or not, if any area of the trunk or any of the major branches are exposed to sun for more than 2.5 to 3 hours, you will get sunburn. A lot of people raise the branches on their citrus trees, all of a sudden with, like your landscaper did. And then they think they can just put paint on the trunk, and it'll be like a sunblock, and they'll have protection. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So don't depend on that. I would go ahead and recommend doing it, because it is a level of protection that you can use. But don't count on it if you're getting direct sunlight for more than 2.5 to 3 hours. Another method of protecting the trunk, if you know you're going to get that direct sunlight and there's a risk of burn, is to use a tree wrap product. There's a couple of we use an actual 6-inch wide burlap, rolls of burlap. And the burlap is kind of nice because it's a loose weave, so it allows a little bit of sunlight and actually allows some little sprouts to come up through it. It's kind of like a shade cloth. And or you can even purchase a commercial shade cloth and wrap that around the trunk until the canopy grows large enough or low enough again where you can get some natural shade protection.
You talked the whole last segment about pruning shrubs. Citrus really are a shrub. We just trim them to trees.
Yeah, well,
so that corrective method could apply here.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to lose those lower branches. If you can keep your lower branches on your citrus, they love it when they can grow almost down to the ground.
Appreciate the call, Art. Let's go to Tony and Awatuki. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good morning. I've been listening to you. We're buying a house. It's an older house with mature trees, and I'm horticulturally ignorant. So we've got an olive tree is what they tell me in the front, shading the front door. I'm wondering if it produces edible fruit and how to trim it.
Well, olives that are producing fruit are absolutely edible fruit. You need to process them. Usually you can brine them. There's a process. You can look it up online, and it's about a two or three month process, but several of our customers regularly process their olives and love them. They are a mess.
You don't just eat them off the tree like
you
would
an
apple?
You can't eat them off the tree. No, they look like you can. I've tried them. They're really bitter, acrid. No, they're not good. Even when they turn dark purple, they're not good to eat generally. And the other question, how do you prune your olive trees? You want to be pretty selective and careful. They are very vigorous trees. They can handle a higher dosage of pruning. As a tree species go, but it's not one you want to start trimming up from the inside out. Just like this gentleman with the citrus tree had a landscaper who was a little too aggressive. You want to be careful not to be trimming, lion tailing your trees. We'll talk a little bit later in the program about lion tailing and why that's a bad practice. Of removing an excessive number of inner lateral branches inside the trees.
We appreciate the call. And for anyone listening, you can't get a fruiting olive tree. You can't.
I don't think you
them.
Can buy them now. Most olives now, I think, are limited to your non-fruiting olives, which are awesome trees.
So beautiful. If you've got a fruiting olive, you take care of it, treasure it, because you can't replace
it. If you like them. Most people who have them, unfortunately, don't want the olives
big,
dropping
messy.
Because they're a big mess. Yeah.
Let's bring Scott into the conversation. Let's talk about a jujube tree. Welcome, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was calling about, I spent the week trying to trim back my jujube tree, and I am now covered in, scratches and scrapes and everything from the thorns on there. I'm wondering if you had any suggestions for the next time I go at it.
Wear a long sleeve
certified
shirt
arborist,
or a jacket. No, those jujubes are amazing, thorny. They have little prickles and just like almost like a rose prickles on them. But yeah, they can be pretty dangerous. We have our guys are joking around, always saying they demand hazard pay when they have to trim trees like jujubes and alba or Argentine mesquites and Texas ebonies. Yeah, there's a few trees that are really rough like that. You do need to wear a long sleeve shirt or a jacket. Our guys actually wear a thick jacket when they have to get into those bigger trees.
A pole saw comes in handy there.
Yeah, you can't be very accurate with your thinning cuts to get inside there. You kind of got to dig in. With the jujubes and others, the foliage is not only sharp and thorny, but it's dense. And you have to reach in and around branches, and there's just really no easy way to get in and trim those. But, yeah, my hat's off to you for getting in there and doing some trimming. This is the time of year for that.
And for anyone that may have one of those trees and doesn't want to look like they get in a cat fight every time they go out to trim it, what would that run?
Oh, it's hard to say. We just trim according to, we charge according to our time, of course. And, if it's a smaller tree, it's a pretty nominal charge. Jujubes are only about a 15 or 20 foot tall tree at max.